Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Seahawk week. And
we can look at Bratzy, Russ, and Pete.
Yeah, we can. We can. Russell Wilson, 15-4 against the Niners all time. He's thrown for nearly 4,000 yards against the Niners, 34 touchdowns.
Yes.
Nine interceptions. Ooh. In 19 games. And, you know, when it comes to Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll, Joe Fan, who's now in Vegas working for Blue Wire, Blue Wire podcast out there in Vegas at the Wynn Hotel. Joe Fan said this earlier this offseason when he was working for NBC Sports Northwest.
Yes.
Cover the Seahawks. Here's what Joe Fan had to say about Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
This is an insanely pivotal year for this era of Seahawks football. I'm a firm believer that if they either continue with the status quo or regress, this will be the last year of Russell Wilson in Seattle. I feel very strongly about that.
Wow.
Because Russell Wilson knows, you know, that this is his legacy. He talks about his legacy all the time, and he wants to end his career, not just as a Hall of Famer, and he'll end up being in the Hall of Famer no matter what, but he wants to be considered one of the greatest of all time, and he's never going to be, you know, it doesn't seem like it, in the Joe Montana, Tom Brady category, but maybe that next best tier, but he knows he's got to win the Super Bowl trophy in order to do that.
Russell Wilson, this could be his last dance at the Hawks. They're 3-8 right now, and they're not moving the ball at all offensively.
Yeah.
Offensively, it's just DK Metcalf has become irrelevant in that offense, which gives me a feeling that he's going to go for like 8-160 this Sunday against the Niners. They can finally put a stake. They can end their regime the way the Hawks ended the Harbaugh era with Turkey on the 50. Turkey on the 50. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah, I was
Turkey
watching.
Turkey on the 50.
I was watching at Michelle's family's house, and I remember sitting there going, oh my God, this is like unwatchable. How many did Cap throw two picks in that game to Sherman?
I don't remember.
One of them he caught was a diving pick. They were just so constipated offensively.
So
that was bad. And then Jed York tweeted that night, correct?
Yeah, he tweeted that night and hit the Jumbotron, apparently, at Levi's Stadium.
Oh, he hit the Jumbotron.
Hit the Jumbotron, basically saying,
he didn't do like the Notre Dame, like play like a champion and hit it as he's walking out.
No. He did. Hey, I'm sorry, Faithful. That was unacceptable. But anyway, with Russell Wilson, this may be his last game as a Seahawk against the 49ers. Feels like it is.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll feels like this is the last time he's going to walk the sidelines against the 49ers.
Chewing gum.
And the Skechers, with the Skechers.
Yeah. Well, no, he wears the Dad Monarchs.
He's got the Dad Monarchs
now?
Yeah,
with a little bit of lime green.
All right.
The Air Pete's.
So when you talk about this rivalry, and I want to hear from the faithful here, 888-957-9570. If Russ and Pete leave the Hawks, and this is the last time we're going to see them as Niner fans, is this rivalry dead? Is it time to bury the rivalry? Is it dead? Is that even possible?
Well, so, like, I think I'm probably too in the weeds and too old to have a similar conversation with someone who's only, what, 10 years younger than me and John Curley, because I think he will feel very different from me.
But our audience is not all John Curley.
No,
There's a lot of older people who listen to us.
Yeah, but I probably gravitate toward even older than our age. Wouldn't you say? Because I'm like, L.A. Rams, Cowboys, New York Giants.
I'd do the same thing.
You know, but like Seahawks for me, it always felt like, just for my taste, yes, there was an element of the 12s and the fans, but going to games at Candlestick during, even when Mike Holmgren was the coach and Sean Alexander and Hasselbeck were kicking our butt and Lofa Tutupu was in the middle of the field, the Seahawks were like, meh, to me. It was always meh. That's just me personally. And then, obviously, once they got really good with Russ and everything, Seahawks fans started coming out of the woodworks. I think if Pete is gone, a huge part of the rivalry dies. for me. And if Russ is gone, it's just I don't care. Like, why would I care? Like, if Geno Smith's under center,
NFC West.
Okay, like Arizona's in the NFC West, and I don't like them, but I don't hate them the way I do the Rams. Again, maybe I'm too deep in the weeds here. I don't think I will have that team. That's me personally. I would love to hear from the fans because I don't know if I speak for everyone on this one.
Yeah,
because I don't think that it would sustain. That's just for me.
John Curley, how would you feel about this rivalry if Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll left and they're no longer part of the Seahawks next season?
Still, guys, I would love to see Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll gone from the Seahawks, but I still hate the Seahawks.
Yeah.
From all the problems. Guys, you were able to see Niner Super Bowls. I still have not been able to see that. The last one, what, 94? I was three. Mm-hmm. Could not have seen that. Seattle has been in our way. Either that or they stopped it one way or another. It's still a rivalry to me. Even if they're not there, because I hate the franchise.
Yeah, interesting. Because I actually, and this is a full disclosure, this is before the Niner rivalry with them. I rooted for them in the Super Bowl when they played the Steelers.
Oh, I didn't.
Mike Holmgren? You weren't rooting for Mike Holmgren?
Absolutely not.
See, I was rooting.
They were in the NFC West.
No, I admit it. I was rooting for Mike Holmgren.
I was not. I did not like Hasselbeck. Yeah. I did not like Sean Alexander.
I didn't like Hasselbeck.
Yeah, I didn't.
I was rooting for
Hines Ward. Yeah. I was rooting for Joey Porter.
Really?
I was rooting for the Steelers. Yeah, absolutely.
Joey Porter and a Mac Dre video?
Yeah, I mean, I was not rooting for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yes, I was.
Ever.
I admit it, because I'm a Mike Holmgren guy.
You know, this is funny.
What's that?
7408 sneakers app, new releases 7 a.m. 3 minutes. let me derail the show to look at the sneakers app.
I'll allow it.
The Niners have only won in Seattle.
Yeah.
Five times since they moved back into the NFC West.
So they were in the AFC West before 2002.
So they've won five times up in Seattle.
Yeah, one of them was the Monday night game where T.L. Sharpie. Another one was the
Patrick Willis
Thursday
interception.
Night game where
in
Alex,
the rain.
Yes,
24-14.
Yes, and they scored 20 something points in the second half. Alex made some sick plays.
I could name all
game,
of them.
Right,
the Patrick Willis 33-30 game when he had the long interception return.
Yes, that's three.
19-17, Harbaugh's first season. Christmas Eve, 2011. That was 2011 when he won it. Harbaugh's
four.
First season. Yeah, that's
and
four.
Then the
and
then
Detroit Greenlaw.
Wow.
They've won five times up there in Seattle. It's been a house of horrors. A house of horrors up there.
Wow. Five times. Well, it's just, again, to me, like, the rivalry is about smack talk and about years and years and generations. That's the way I judge rivalries. Like, the reason why I think, you know, Giants-Dodgers, they play 19 times a year. They've been doing it for generations.
Right.
My grandfather, my dad, me, my children someday. Like, it's embedded in us. I'll always hate the Cowboys. I'll always hate the New York Giants. I would throw the Saints in there. Like, I have way more disdain for the Saints.
You hate the Cowboys, but you say you want Jerry Jones to win something.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, see, you can't do that. That doesn't work.
I just think it's
you want Jerry Jones to win, yet you hate his team.
Well, no, I want him to win one last time before he dies because I'm a good person.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
One last one.
You want the Dodgers to win one last one?
No, that's different.
Yeah, no.
You're just different.
If you hate a team, you don't want them to win.
Don't worry about my logic.
Yeah,
my chart doesn't go straight.
Your logic doesn't make sense here.
Well, it's kind of like a road.
Come on, no.
No,
it doesn't make sense.
Here's the thing for me. I do believe a small part of me will be really sad if this is the last Russ Pete thing. Because I'm telling you, man, look at the Rockets, right? And I know I want to hear your retort to this, but I look at the Rockets. We hate the Rockets. Daryl Morey. We hate Mike D'Antoni. We hate James Harden.
Don't like him. Hate is a strong word again.
Warrior fans hate James Harden.
They don't like him. Hate's a strong word.
It's sports hate. It's not
all
regular
hate. All right, okay, all right.
Yeah, relax. It's sports
hate. It's not even sports hate.
Yeah, this isn't regular hate. Sports
hate. All right.
So once they left, did you have any feelings? I have zero emotion toward the Houston Rockets at all today.
Yeah, in that rivalry, it's not that I dislike them. I thought they were frauds.
Okay.
I was like, they were frauds. So I didn't really, my hate was towards sports hate.
Uh-huh.
Was towards LeBron James and the Cavaliers.
Okay.
I didn't really sports hate the Rockets.
Did you sports hate Cleveland?
It did.
Okay. Do you feel the same way about Cleveland?
Of course
today?
Not. Of course not. But they met in the finals. They met in the finals, and that is done. because of LeBron James. LeBron James was basically the rival. And he's gone to the Lakers, which is why it intensifies that rivalry.
I agree. But that's where I'm going at with
Russ. The Rockets.
Russ, like, you know, like when Tavares Jackson was quarterbacking the Seahawks, it did nothing for me. I mean, it's like, it's just another team, you know? And again, maybe I'm alone in this one. Small part of me will be kind of like missing it. Because, look, when you have someone like Russ, I think he's the greatest foe in my lifetime against the Niners. Brett Favre is probably number two, just because you've played Russ more. Brett Favre, I mean, he obviously stopped you from Super Bowls and knocked you off in the playoffs time and time again, and you only got him a couple of times.
Yeah.
But Russ, man, I mean, it's been a decade. He's owned you for a decade.
I can't stand the Seahawks. And when Russ moves on, I'm going to still have that same dislike for the Seattle Seahawks. One is the fans, and 925 says it perfectly here on the text line. Seahawk fans are insufferable. Part of the rivalry, part of rivalries, is the trash talk between the fan bases. Seahawk fans cannot stand the 49ers. They take pride in coming down to Levi's Stadium and flying their little flag, the little 12 flag, and they wave it around everywhere. Hey, we're the 12s. This is our stadium. Niner fans don't show up, but we do.
Well, you know
they
what?
Take pride in their little speaker box stadium, as you like to call it, where they pump in the crowd noise. I will forever dislike the Seattle Seahawks. And right now, to me, when it comes to rivalries with the Niners, Cowboys...
It's lost a lot of its
luster. It's lost a lot of luster.
I would agree.
But if they meet in the playoffs this season, you can maybe rekindle some of that magic that you had in the 90s between the two teams.
New York Giants?
Packers.
Oh, yeah. Packers, for sure. How did I omit the Packers?
Packers is a rivalry.
Absolutely.
Packers is a rival. New York Giants, they've stunk so bad.
I know, but I hate
them. The last
few
times. I can't stand them.
I hate them. I've been to three separate playoff games at Candlestick against the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Three into the last 20-something years.
Can't stand them. 888-957-9570. Roasters, will you hate the Seahawks even more once Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll move on?
Are the Saints on there for you? Because they are for me. I hate the Saints. The old NFC West, and we always seem to play them. Like, it seems like we play down in that stadium all the time.
Yeah.
And the Who Dat or whatever their chant is now.
They hate the Niners more than we hate them.
I still hate them.
I remember going down to New Orleans. I had this Giants debit card from Bank of America back in the day.
Okay.
And I remember eating at this restaurant, and a waiter, he was hella cool. He was like, "You're from San Francisco, man? Damn, I don't even want to ring this card. I don't even want to swipe this card through our ATM system, man. I can't stand y'all."
You probably knew it was like, going to get declined.
Well, that too. What a nice little joke there. Look at that. Look at you coming with the one-liners there. Look at you.
And behind the glass.
That's the best part. Hopefully on Twitch. Twitch, you can't see this. Shasky says his little one-liner, looks behind the glass looking for a laugh. And Langford's just like, look down. It's like,
just keep your eyes forward.
Yeah,
you don't need to look back here for approval.
Trust
in your own comedy that the joke was funny.
I need validation. He's not even confident
in his own joke.
If you tell a good joke and nobody laughs, did you really tell a good joke?
As long as you think it's funny, that's all that matters. That's what I've lived my life by. Hasn't worked out too well, but you know. I'm not gonna react every single time.
Yeah, thank you, Langford. That's just unbelievable. Everything he's talking. Hey, Langford, let me start looking back at the window for the people on Broadway driving. Hey, Shasky.
I'm rubbernecking.
Hey, Shasky, you're wrong about the Seahawks rivalry. Ha 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 ha.
As Bonte.
Start doing that. But as I was in New Orleans, as I was saying, Saints fans hate the Niners. They can't stand them. No, the car was working in New Orleans, baby. I loaded that baby up.
I love how you loaded went from debit up. To credit.
Yeah. Hey,
20 debit. Years later,
I keep
baby.
It real. I keep it real. Your boy was balling on the budget.
Oh, who wasn't?
Your boy was balling on the budget. You've been in sales for 20 years. I was balling on the budget. You know? Grinding. Taking layover flights. Spirit Airlines.
See, that's where you need to have the Nipsey. Grinding all my life.
Doing what I had to do.
When he was the water cooler man at City College.
Yeah, when I was the water cooler man, boy was broke. But look, Saints fans hate the Niners. I don't like the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
But I know when the Niners play the Saints, all right, it's going to be tough football here.
Big boy football.
Big boy football. But the Seahawks are always, they're in the NFC West now.
I know.
We're going to have to see them twice a year and fly up there to Seattle to that stadium. And you don't think they want to kind of, you know what? We're 3-8 right now. Let's play spoiler here. You don't think they want to play spoiler this Sunday to the 49ers? And if they beat the Niners this Sunday, you're going to hate them even more. Like right now, the Rams, it's gaining steam, but it ain't there for me yet. It's not there for me yet.
Oh, my God. As much as I hear about McVay on this show, it is absolutely there for me. I hate the Rams. Hate them.
Yeah, I don't. They've been nothing for so long.
Oh, dude. See,
and this is the problem. Growing up in the 90s, since you want to go back to the 90s.
Yeah.
The Niners won 23 straight against these dudes.
Yeah, but against the Rams.
And blew them out every single time.
Against the Rams. When I started going to Candlestick in 2000, you know, I would go every single week because it was the end of high school.
When they were the St. Louis Rams.
And they kicked the crap out of us.
They were the St. Louis Rams.
And they dismantled us for years, dude. There was like an 8-year period where they had Mark Bulger and Jamie Moyer came in, or Jamie Martin. Jamie Martin came in and just dismantled us. Mike Martz freaking beat us. I hate the Rams.
All right. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.